This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated centenary celebrations of ICAR, National Institute of Secondary Agriculture, at Namkum in Ranchi. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar, Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, and Minister of Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth, and Chief Minister Hemant Soren were present on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Wardha in Maharashtra to participate in the national PM Vishwakarma program, marking 1 year of progress under PM Vishwakarma. During the program, the Prime Minister will release certificates and loans to PM Vishwakarma beneficiaries, symbolizing the tangible support extended to artisans under this scheme. He will also distribute credit under PM Vishwakarma to 18 beneficiaries under 18 trades. As a tribute to their legacy and enduring contribution to society, Mr. Modi will release a commemorative stamp dedicated to mark 1 year of progress under PM Vishwakarma. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of PM Mega Integrated Textile Regions and Apparel PM Mitra Park at Amravati in Maharashtra. Union Food Minister Prahlad Joshi has said the issue of the presence of animal fat in Tirupati temple's laddus, which was raised by the Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister, is a serious matter. Talking to the media on the sidelines of an event in New Delhi today, Mr. Joshi said there should be a detailed inquiry in the matter and the guilty should be punished. The Centre of Analysis and Learning in Livestock and Food, a laboratory of National Dairy Development Board, has confirmed the presence of animal fat in the ghee used in the making of laddus offered as prasadam at Sri Venkateshwara Swami Temple in Tirupati. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted that the government has decided to uproot Naxalism and the idea of Naxalism from the country before March 2026. Mr. Shah stated this while interacting with around 55 victims of Naxalite violence from Chhattisgarh at his residence in New Delhi today. He said the centre has been successful in ending Naxalism in the entire country, except for 4 districts of Bastar. Mr. Shah also appealed to Naxals to give up violence, lay down arms and surrender. He said if Naxals do not listen to his appeal to give up violence, then the government will soon launch an all-out operation against them. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will kick off Parivartan Yatra of Jharkhand BJP for Santhal Pargana division from Bhognadi in Sahibganj district today. He will address a public rally at Police Line Ground. In West Bengal, agitating junior doctors have announced to partially withdraw their cease work and rejoin emergency and essential services at state-run hospitals from tomorrow, as the state government has accepted most of their demands. The medics have been on cease work for the past 41 days following the rape and murder of a woman doctor at RG Kaur Medical College and Hospital on August the 9th. Domestic benchmark equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, hit fresh record highs in mid-morning trade today following positive sentiments in the market after the US Federal Reserve's decision to cut interest rates. The 30-share BSE Sensex clocked an all-time high of 84,240, while the NSE Nifty scaled above the 25,700 level in late-morning deals. Sensex was up 1,028 points at 84,190 and Nifty was up to 87 points at 25,700 when reports last came in. In cricket, India were bundled out for 376 in their first innings against Bangladesh on day 2 of the opening test at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai today. Ravichandran Ashwin with 113 runs and Ravindra Jadeja with 86 runs stitched a memorable 199-run partnership. Hasan Mahmood became the first bowler from Bangladesh to take a 5-wicket haul in India. Bangladesh were 26-3 against India in their first innings at lunch. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over the Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. East Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya are expected to witness heavy rainfall at isolated places from 22nd to 25th of this month. And with that, we end this news bulletin.